Again, your fellow trainer up here at Ballarat, Archie Alexander. Good luck tomorrow, Manny.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And Chuck, just quickly while we're changing over, news this morning, they decided not to put Chautauqua through the jump out at Flemington. He's going to go and trial at Cranbourne on Monday.
Yeah, that's, well, you think you go to a jump out or a trial, either one. Cranbourne, you're probably going to go to the officials at some point. Might as well be Monday. The track should be in really good condition. They haven't had a lot of rain lately, but I know that they've been getting a good amount of irrigation on, so you'll get a really good surface there. A few more horses around, a bit more like race day conditions perhaps, rather than going from a stable straight over to the barriers for Flemington, so perhaps that's what they're trying to emulate there, but hopefully the big grey champ can get back on track.
Yeah, let's hope so. First up in the TJ, if all goes well, is the aim for Chautauqua. Great to see Archie Alexander. How are you, Archie?
Michael, good, thanks. Sharky.
Archie.
Morning. Gee, your stable's been going in red-hot form lately. How'd Lord Fandango come through the cup last week?
Yeah, very good. It was obviously going to be tough for him on weights when you look at what he's rated and what he was carrying against Group 1 winners. So dropping back into handicap grade in the future will be really exciting.
Where's he go now?
He goes to the Mannion, which is a week Saturday, and then he'll have a couple of weeks off, and then all being well, go to the Sydney Cup.
Terrific preparation for the horse, considering how quickly he rose through the ranks during the spring, and it's great to see that that improvement wasn't a fluke because he's returned right back where he's supposed to be.
It always worries you, doesn't it, when horses are in good form, they go out for a spell, and then you think, Christ, are they going to come back to be as good as they were? But we're beaten 2.3 lengths in a Group 1 on level weights, and once he gets into the Sydney Cup, he's got 51.5. And providing it doesn't get ridiculously heavy, which Sydney can, I'd be really confident. Heavy would worry me, but the horse is in great form. He's actually pulled up a very good, and he's definitely improved for the run.
You seem excited. Is he the best horse you've had anything to do with?
As a trainer, definitely. Fourth in a Group 1 for a young trainer. That was a super run, and yeah, he's definitely the best horse I've ever trained, but had anything to do with, sadly not. I wish I had one as good as I've been around. So You Think, Camelot,
fair enough.
Horses like that. So yeah, so he's not quite up to So You Think yet.
Yeah, exactly. $11 second favourite currently for the Sydney Cup.
He's already on. There's no doubt about that. Will Leisure, tracked in suit last week.
Yeah, just wasn't really her day, and she's pulled up really well, so horses can put in bad ones, so we're just drawing a line through it and pushing on to Albury Cup a week tomorrow.
Let's get a winner for tonight. The punters out there are screaming out for a winner at Moonee Valley, and you've got El Rada, who the money was on, and it was right first up here at Ballarat. How's she come on from that?
Yep, very good. Couldn't fault her tonight. She's well drawn. Got a bit of weight, but they're all quite the sort of tightly weighted, so hopefully we'll get a good run just behind the speed or on the speed. And she can be good enough tonight.
Confident?
Yeah, I mean, we're quietly confident. I think there's three or four others in there with good chances, but I couldn't give you a negative anyway. There's she's only got positives, but there's probably a few others with positives as well. So hopefully we can be good enough.
All right, we'll be cheering you. Good luck tonight, Archie, and good luck next week and the coming weeks with your stable star, Lord Fandango, heading towards the Sydney Cup as well.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Archie Alexander, you're listening to a special edition of Racing Pulse. We're live from Ballarat. We're going to take a quick break on the other side of this. We're going to have a look at tonight's Moonee Valley meeting and the Blamey Stakes meeting at Flemington.